WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. As a South Jersey town continues to mourn the death of a 10-year-old girl, state inspectors continue to try and figure out what caused Haley McMullen to be ejected from a ride last weekend. In the meantime, all similar rides have been shut down in New Jersey. The ride that killed Haley had an updated inspection and no significant history of problems. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, there are 8 other rides in the class of the Sizzler or Super Sizzler operating around New Jersey, though now suspended. The one at the Deerfield Harvest Festival passed inspection for this season less than 6 months ago, April 24th. There was a minor incident on the same ride at another fair in May when a boy had to be escorted off by his dad and police when he had trouble breathing. The State Department of Community Affairs has released an inspection history for this particular ride dating back to 1998. A viewing for Haley tonight in Millville is open to the public. More on that at nj1015.com. Tomorrow's funeral will be private. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Staff at the Worth Elementary School in Berkeley Township thought a bus driver was acting a little odd, so they called police. Police say it turns out Anthony Rodriguez was drunk. Fortunately, it appears they got to him before he could pull away with 30 kids aboard. The prosecutor says the 64-year-old driver refused a breathalyzer test. A judge did order a blood test. Rodriguez is jailed on suspicion of drunk driving pending a court hearing. Police are searching for suspects after a dog was shot in its own fenced-in backyard by an airsoft gun.
Logan Township Police say Tugger is expected to make a full recovery, but they're looking for any information on the Monday night incident. The Cherry Hill Courier-Post reports the Maltese Yorkie mix suffered severe muscle damage and a broken leg. Tiffany Morrow Michalik shared photos of the family pup on her Facebook page and said she never heard of such a thing in her 12 years as a township resident, vowing to add security cameras to their back property, too. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An elderly Hawthorne man is cursing his luck. 83-year-old Henry Oakley had just paid to have his roof repaired from falling branches during last week's storm. Now he's got to do it again. Another big branch came crashing into his roof during this week's wind. He told the North Jersey Record the branch sliced right through the roof into the bedroom where his son sleeps when he comes to visit. Fortunately, he wasn't there at the time. A former Jersey law student accused of sending a threatening email to students and making a video referencing a shooting, arrested. A Rutgers spokesman confirms 28-year-old Patrick Kelly of Harrison has been charged with making terroristic threats. NJ.com reports he studied at law school at the Newark campus. He issued his grievances with the university in a video where he says he's not crazy, but if he were, nothing could stop him from bringing a gun to school to shoot students. Are you breaking the law every time you buy a pumpkin? New Jersey's sales tax applies to a very specific set of items that you throw in your cart on a weekly basis. And we're taking a deeper dive into the state's law, finding some bizarre rules that you likely never knew.
Pumpkins used for decoration are subject to the state sales tax, but no tax must be paid for pumpkins used as food. Most food and drink items you purchase at the store are exempt, but the tax hits when little changes are made. For example, bottled water. You're paying the tax if it's sweetened in any way. Juice drinks have to contain more than 50% juice to remain tax exempt. Unpopped popcorn is tax-free, but you'll pay a bit extra for the popped version with any sweetener added. Candy is taxable, but not Nestle Crunch because it contains flour. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.